right, everyone. Welcome back to the Crypto Rundown, where we talk about everything that's going on in the great world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. From the fundamentals in the news to the technicals on the charts, we spend the time doing hours of research so that you all don't have to. And we're going to have a long episode in store. And I know you're thinking, you're saying, Brendan, TiVo, you guys just had a long episode. They're getting longer by the week. And the truth here is that's because there's more coming out every single week. And I'm not trying to overhype or oversell this episode, but I truly think that we just had one of the most impactful and influential weeks in all of crypto. And I'm sure by the end of today's episode, you're going to agree with me. You're going to be like, holy smokes, Brendan, you weren't kidding. So just to give you a little bit of a preview of what we're going to talk about here, Bitcoin rallied back to the upside since last week's dip from 98K to over 100, and it's hovering just below its all-time highs right now. Robinhood came out at ETHCC, a big event over in Europe, announcing some massive changes to the way that they're going to be using their entire platform. They're going to be building a layer two on Ethereum through Arbitrum. They're going to be tokenizing stocks so that anyone anywhere in the world can get access to the US stock market. They're also going to be using tokenization so that people can get exposure to privately held companies like SpaceX and like OpenAI, and they're going to be looking into more avenues after that. So they're using tokenization in a very traditional way so that everyone around the world can get access. We're going to talk about it. Tom Lee came out, a huge name from Fundstrat and from the TradFi side of things. He's been a longtime Bitcoin and crypto bull, but now he's creating the first MicroStrategy for Ethereum. And so this is where they're raising hundreds of millions of dollars to accumulate an ETH treasury. SharpLink is doing the same thing. They just expanded their ETH treasury over the last week. Deutsche Bank is coming out and saying that they're going to be launching crypto custody starting next year in 2026. The Bitcoin ETF flows just saw a 15-day streak of inflows, which accumulated to almost $5 billion in the ETFs alone. The largest independent registered investment advisor in the US says that people should have up to 40% crypto exposure if they want a very risk-centered approach. The SEC just approved the Grayscale ETF for the first spot index that includes Bitcoin, ETH, Solana, XRP, and Cardano. Spoiler alert, some of those don't even have spot ETFs yet, which is a little bit of a foreshadowing of what's likely to come. And there's just all sorts of other things. We got some clips that we want to share with you all. But what a mouthful, TiVo. Did I get it all out? Did I miss anything?
You did miss something. Breaking news off the X. James Seyfarth, first spot Solana ETF is officially live. Healthy start for the trading for a new ETF. $8 million trading in the first 20 minutes.
Wow.
So first Solana ETF by Osprey. REX Osprey Souls. Plus staking. Wow.
That is surprising, sort of. That it's not surprising that they are that Solana ETF got approved. It's surprising that they were the first one, I think.
Yeah, usually they, you know, launch those off together. I'm trying to pull up the tweet real quick. I know we're kind of jumping off the bandwagon here. You didn't even get to ask me how I'm doing. That's how exciting the crypto markets are. We don't even have time for our normal intro, but here it is.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news right off the jump. So super, super exciting. Obviously, there's going to be more to learn. I think if that's getting approved, there's got to be a flurry of them coming. Like you said, it's interesting that they let one run here. But wow, hot off the press. And good morning and welcome to everybody who's watching in the live. And for everybody listening on the podcast, I think this is going to be a long one, Brendan. I think we're going to go for the record. I think this is going to take us about an hour. So what I might do just to preview the listeners, because we do have the long holiday week. If it is about an hour or maybe more, what I might do is chop it in half and release one, you know, part two later in the week, because I know we have a long holiday week. People are traveling, enjoying the beach. So if there's any travelers out there looking for two episodes, if this is a long one, I might chop it up. Just something to think about. But this is jam packed. I couldn't agree with you more, Brendan. This is a top five rundown episode of all time, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, and on top of this, I'll add more breaking news. The M2 money supply just jumped 4.5% or year over year. It's at a new all-time high. That's the point.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. see a trading opportunity, you'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, Forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? And credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With Gemini Credit Card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight into your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, or you're a faithful listener of the Crypto 101 podcast and love Bitcoin and other cryptos, visit the Gemini credit card website so it's easy for you to earn even more Bitcoin or crypto with their credit card. Again, visit Gemini.com/card today to learn more.
It looks like there is a tsunami on the way, and some people are saying, no, it's not true. The tsunami is a gigantic wave constructed of bulls, and it looks like it's going to plow over the markets and just send everything upwards. I'm glad I got my little Solana and ETF bid out saying, hey, there's a foreshadow that these ETFs are probably going to get approved right before you announce the breaking news. So that way it didn't look like, I had inside info. But yeah, I mean, let's just start it from the top, TiVo. How are you doing? Given everything that's happening, how are you? You know, how are you feeling?
Dude, I'm good, man. I'm super excited. I know we had to basically stop our pre-show just good morning with each other because we basically were creating our own podcast episode talking about what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
It is a really exciting time, and it's the same thing that I preach over and over again each week. It's like, you know that this Bitcoin price range of the 100 to 108 and then the altcoins really not following through for the last couple months, leaving people quote unquote maybe bored for the average crypto crowd. That's just kind of gets the notifications when they get their price action that they're looking for on the upside. But man, there is so much going on. I wouldn't even say under the table anymore. It used to be under the table where you'd have to dig for these type of stories. This is stuff that's happening in Washington, on the Hill. It's happening on live streams. I know we have a Robinhood segment coming up. Like, they had an epic live stream that I know me and you tuned into to watch live, thinking like we might get a nugget of what's coming. And then boom, just absolutely sideswiped with some wild news of what we're going to talk about. And it was live at that moment. Yeah. They put it on live then. And so it's moving so fast. It feels breakneck speed. And the price obviously isn't, I guess, following along with that, which is upsetting for some. But again, it's zoom out, big picture. Look where we were 2-3 years ago and where we are today. That proves to my point that you just got to stick with us every week. Again, if your price action isn't there, we have our listeners that come every week. We love them. We appreciate them. But again, I see those numbers spike when the price action comes up. So if you're somebody that comes in time to time, just make sure you're tuning in every week, because right now, for the foreseeable future, there's stuff happening every week. And I guess that might be a little quick tee up here for kind of a small announcement for the show is we're going to be doing more rundowns. Yeah. So Brendan and I are working on it. Obviously, we have the 4th of July holiday coming up and we're trying to figure out the schedule. But Brendan and I are going to up our output to 2 times a week. And then Brian and Joe, who you guys have learned to really enjoy for that kind of meme coin or momentum, you know, high flyer trades, they're going to try to come on one time a week. And then obviously with Bryce and Brendan, our traditional interviews still coming along 1 time a week as well. And we got to get Bryce in the mix more for sure. But that's stuff that we're planning. So you can see how we're invested in what's going on right now. We're going to try and give you guys more because there's just so much going on. So that's something that we're really going to try and put together, look forward to. So small announcement there, but definitely look for the back half of July. We're going to be putting out some more episodes.
Yeah, certainly. You know, like you said earlier, as these episodes have gone from 20 to 30 to 40 minutes, now an hour, I think it just makes sense that we break these up. We're able to make it also a little bit more time sensitive if it is broken up in two ways. That means you're getting the news sooner and faster.
Yeah, you're nailing the point. It's like we do these, we wait a week and we have the most epic rundown sheet that we use to do the show. And it's like, dude, this is two separate shows. Well, hopefully, I'm sure some weeks might be not as exciting as others. But like if we were doing two episodes a week for the last couple of weeks, we'd have a full 30 minutes each time we do it easily. So it's definitely the right move.
Certainly. Well, let's dive in here. I mean, let's look at the charts because that's what I think a lot of people care about. We'll talk about the infrastructure and the news and everything that is happening other than that in just a moment. But just looking over here at Bitcoin first, what we have here is just some consolidation. And I'm going to do a little bit of an exercise that I did with one of our private groups here. But if we look at what is happening on Bitcoin, I want you to visualize what we're seeing right here. Right, we have a move to the upside followed by a falling channel, right? You can see this. It doesn't take an expert. You can see that there are lower lows and lower highs in a very symmetrical way where we have just lower lows, lower highs. You can see that this is a falling channel after a very clear move to the upside. Now, in technical analysis, whether you love it or not, we call this a bull flag, and I want to show you just how identical this is to what a bull flag actually looks like. So I just Googled bull flag pattern. The first things that come up here, you know, you can see it, is a move to the upside followed by this falling channel. And we see this in image one, in image two, in image three, in image four, five, six. Like they're all identical where you have this move to the upside followed by a falling channel with typically around three lower lows, three lower highs. You get around three touch points of support and resistance. And that is exactly where we're at right now. So memorize this. And then look at this. And you're going to look at this and it looks extremely similar. So what in the world is a bull flag? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is a bullish flag or consolidation before a continuation to the upside. So we have a move to the upside. We have this flag or consolidation before there is more upside continuation afterwards. So what this is saying is that in the bigger picture, this should result in a move to the upside. Now, at this point, we're at all-time highs. So a move to the upside would mean new all-time highs. This would mean Bitcoin probably pushing up to at least $120,000 on the upside, maybe even more than that, likely more than that in the long term. But in the short to midterm here, we're looking at this and saying, hey, there's going to be volatility. Prices are going to move up and down. Anything can happen in the short term. But the overall result of this should be Bitcoin moving up to a higher price, you know, above new all-time highs. So the technicals here, it looks good. Bitcoin's above the 200-day moving average. It's above 100K. It defended this. It's above the 20 and 50-day moving average. There's a big bull flag formation here on the daily chart as we are squeezing into all-time highs. So forget the short term. The bigger picture here is this looks like it's going to resolve to the upside. And I would be keeping an eye on this. Like things look really, really good. And there are few resistance levels left, like a little bit at 108K, a little bit at the all-time highs. Then we're back into price discovery mode. And altcoins have been doing quite good as well. I mean, we have the Ethereum ETF or the Solana ETF coming out, and I think we're waiting for a lot more of those to be approved. That's a really big deal. I think that as we start to see inflows and attention over there, this could be a big thing for Solana. We've also started to see some other cryptos performing very well in recent weeks. I mean, Aave's had a nice recovery since last Sunday. This thing's already up about 27%. Hyperliquid's in the same boat. Euler, one that, you know, I think we've talked about a little bit on here. I know we've talked about it internally. I mean, just a ridiculous rally in the last week or so, up, you know, 55%. Fartcoin's made a little bit of a rally. I know Syrup has been another big one, just continuing with its volatility. I mean, there's altcoins that are popping left and right. And there's a lot of cool stuff that is going on over here. And this is what I like to label, or a lot of people label it, as popcorn season. And Tivo, I think we talked about this maybe last week. And we said, you know, we're at a stage of the market where there are tens of millions of cryptos. And it's hard for the entire crypto market, thousands and millions of cryptos to all go up together at the same time for an extended period of time because there's so many. So what this does is this pushes us into a more common popcorn season where select altcoins are popping off and doing well and performing well. And that's where we're at right now. So take notes of that. Understand that not every altcoin is always going to be popping at all times. And we're at a stage of the market where you have to be a picker. You got to pick. You got to choose the winners. And you know it's important to understand that. So don't get too frustrated if your bags aren't moving. I know a lot of the cryptos that were just mentioned in some of these ETFs, we mentioned with that basket ETF, as we'll talk about later, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, XRP, and Cardano, I think were all the ones mentioned. And obviously all of those are green here on the day as prices are moving up. So yeah, I mean, a lot of positives here on the chart. Bitcoin dominance is still pretty high, which people want to see this fall in order for an altcoin season to truly begin. But we should be getting pretty close to that point. I see a lot of people speculating that this altcoin season is probably going to happen a little bit towards the end of summer, probably even in the fall territory. And that seems to be the general consensus at the moment. But as this gets closer to 70%, people are becoming increasingly more positive that an altcoin season is near, which is definitely another thing to consider. But yeah, I mean, overall, lots of good price action, Tivo.
Yeah, everybody loves a good October, just in case it does happen in the fall and yeah. Falls in the month of October. But I think this episode's basically going to be around kind of, I know we've talked about it inside the community and a lot on the podcast is like, okay, how do we get crypto and blockchain used for everyday people? Because the more people that get online and use it, obviously the more money that is going to flow on chain that can eventually, you know, in slight of better words, pump our bags, right? And we had some wild, wild announcements this week. As mentioned at the top of the show, Robinhood leading us off with quite possibly, and I love your thoughts on it, Brendan, as somebody who is an expert in the space. But for me, people could definitely say that I'm biased because I know I've talked a lot about Robinhood on the show over the years. But Robinhood had one of the biggest announcements, I think, in crypto history and in finance history almost, with their announcement that they are basically tokenizing stocks. And we've heard this. This is definitely something that has been talked about before. But it's all kind of like Coinbase came out and said, okay, the future of finance is on chain. We're going to tokenize stocks and do this and do that. And so everybody's kind of talked about it. But then Robinhood comes out, doesn't only talk about it. They announce it. And they while they're announcing it, they say, oh, and by the way, it's live right now in multiple countries around the world. So I think I pulled up this tweet. It was a long, I think we decided we're not going to play this video. I might have found a different video we can play after we kind of tee it up. Of Vlad, because I think this 3-minute one's just a little long for the pod. But Brendan, tokenizing stocks, it's basically kind of flows off of their Bitstamp purchase, right? So we talked about how Robinhood bought Bitstamp, and the goal for this tokenization of buying stocks is it's going to go 24/5, so 24 hours, 5 days a week. And then they gave us another layer of the goal is to do 24/7. And the way they're going to do that is through their acquisition of Bitstamp and kind of give you some different layers. But it's definitely something that was a super cool announcement. It's live. I've seen on X people are using it around the world. People are trading it already. And I think there's obviously more information to come. And it's something you might want to read about and deep dive. But I know you read an article and might be able to give us some more color on it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is when this event was happening, it was like seeing your childhood dreams come to life. And what I mean by that is we've always said, hey, tokenization is this multi-trillion-dollar industry. All these TradFi assets are going to be brought on chain. They're going to be tokenized. They're going to be decentralized. It's going to increase liquidity. We're going to be able to have 24/7 trading. And Robinhood pretty much came out and said, we're going to be the first TradFi player to do this. We are tokenizing the stock market. We are tokenizing everything so that you can have 24/7 trading anywhere in the world at any time for a super small fee because it's on an Ethereum layer too. And on top of that, they said, why stop with the creativity there? You know, he hinted at, oh, you could do bonds and you could do all these other things and in indexes. And it's not just the stock market. But then he said, why stop there? What if we could tokenize and let people get exposure to privately held companies? You know, things that you'd have to be an accredited investor in order to get exposure to prior. Why should we gatekeep that only to accredited investors? And he hinted at the idea of people getting exposure to SpaceX, people getting exposure to OpenAI, people getting exposure to a lot of these companies that clearly people love and think are going to do well. And they can't get exposure to it right now because they're not publicly traded companies. And the summary of it was, we are doubling down. No, not double. They're quadrupling down on their take to crypto. And they're saying, we believe in this. We're betting big on it. And they are making history with their stance. I also do believe that they are setting the standard here, right? Now, let me be clear. You know, both of us have exposure to Robinhood. We've been big fans of what they've been doing, but it's because they're betting so big on the crypto market, and they're doing it in such an innovative and just inspiring way that they are giving everyone the full potential and the stuff that we've been asking for that no one else would give. So they're saying, we'll spend the time and the resources and the money. We'll bet big on this. And people have been responding so positively, so overwhelmingly positive, that that's why they're doing so well. Because no one else wanted to take the gamble. They did. Clearly, people are happy about it. I mean, they're up a ridiculous amount, Tebow.
Well, funny you say that they're up a ridiculous amount, because if you don't mind pulling up the chart for me, while we were giving our Robinhood spiel, it's like the stars aligned. Shout out to Lance in the comment. Lance is saying, Hood above 100. And I was like, is this guy trolling me? So I open up my app real quick. And while we were giving our take there, Hood just kissed 100. I believe it hit $158.58. First time Hood has ever broken that 100 mark. Reminds me of that time we were on... We were on live and did the Bitcoin all-time high, Brendan. It reminds me quite like that. So shout out to Lance for looking at the charts and watching us live on YouTube, being in the comments, being active. Thank you, Lance, for that update. And I see you got the Hood chart here. Look at that line. I know we kind of teed it up in the show, just a chance to kind of go in the history books of how me and you have talked about Robinhood for a long time. So what do you got there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned this. I think your original Hood call was at February 7th, 2024. Am I right there?
Correct.
I mean, I want to toot Tebow's horn a little bit here. It's up 840, or I think that's roughly 846%. Probably need to go to a logarithmic auto chart to see this a bit more clearly. But, I mean, yeah, from 10 bucks to 100 bucks, I mean, it's literally up almost 10x. Crazy.
Unbelievable. Best, one of the best calls and trades of my young investing career. And it's a credit to this podcast. It really is. Cause it piqued my interest when we had Johan Kerbout on the first time from Robinhood Crypto, who was on that live stream. Again, full circle stuff, guys. Like, we had him on back in 2024, end of January, beginning of February. I guess that interview was end of January, 2024. Johan Kerbout was the GM of crypto, and I started looking in. Like, I enjoyed Robinhood's UI. I was doing some option trading, and I really started looking into their crypto stuff and was just like, this kind of seems like a no-brainer for a long-term, you know, crypto buy. Obviously, we love our altcoins and Bitcoin, and it kind of, Robinhood to me, and I think you would agree, it was like kind of like one of our altcoin trades. Like, hey, this is going to be leveraged to crypto. And again, I think the 800% is, you know, you got to have some luck in that, but it's, you know, you got to go and do the extra research, and it's never personal financial advice for anybody out there. But it starts with listening to this podcast and producing this podcast. That gave me the insight to be like, man, maybe I should look more into this crypto side of Robinhood. And nobody saw it. Nobody was talking on TV about it until it was around $30, $40. And, you know, at the time in 2024, it was $8, $9, $10. And then all of a sudden, 400% later, everybody's like, oh, this is a crypto play. It's a no-brainer. If you want leverage to crypto and Bitcoin, buy Robinhood. And I was just like, man, we've been saying this on the Crypto 101 pod for a year by now. Super, super exciting. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, the flowers and the love, and I appreciate you riding along. I know we've had a lot of fun, you know, trading it and obviously getting some gains. But again, it's a testament to our research and this podcast and all the expertise that we bring, you and your trading, Bryce and his, you know, just pure crypto knowledge and being the person in the industry that allows us to get these amazing interviews and just, you know, coming in as a producer from kind of outside crypto to diving full on into it. I'm from kind of a novice to now, you know, that kind of reaching that expertise level of being in this stuff every day. There's no doubt that this podcast is how I've grown and helped me, you know, start my research to make my own decisions when deciding what to bet on or invest on, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're here to give the alpha. We're here to talk about things before they make these moves. That is the goal.
Let's go. Sorry, I went on a little rant there, but let's hear from Vlad himself. I found this clip, so it's a little bit shave down. It's a quick 30 seconds from Vlad, and then we'll wrap up the Robinhood conversation.
I believe it will make it easier to invest in American companies if you're outside the world. It will also bring the markets into 24/7 and fully on-chain and get all the benefits that crypto technology levies on these traditional assets. So yeah. I think it's time to move beyond Bitcoin and meme coins into real-world assets that exhibit fundamental utility.
Interesting kind of thought process. Obviously mentioned Bitcoin. I wouldn't say it was a slight to meme coins. Obviously, they have the longer version of that. I heard it was like, you know, there's a place for all of these things, but we want to bring real world assets on chain. And obviously, they're starting with tokenized versions of stocks, trying to open that up to the masses literally around the world. I'm not going to deep dive on what they announced around mortgages. I know I told you that on the side, I think, but yeah. They're opening up a mortgage business. So if Robinhood's opening up a mortgage business, wheels turning, what's going to happen? 5 years, maybe less, 10 years, whatever, they're going to try and put mortgages on chain. Yeah. You know, when you have the deed to your house, you know, the deed to my parents' house is in a dusty filing cabinet in the basement. Doesn't make any sense, right? All this stuff needs to be on chain and it unlocks liquidity. So that's the type of stuff I'm looking for the future in Robinhood. And their last big announcement was staking. So that was always my thing with Robinhood crypto was, man, we need staking. Like yeah. I'm missing out on that 5%+10% depending on the coin for staking benefits. And they just announced and it went live as they announced it. Staking for ETH is live. It's about 2.3%. And staking for Solana is live at 7.3%.
Love that Lance in the chat, shout out to Lance, just said altcoin summer is the new hot boy summer.
I love that. Dude, Lance sounds like a good guy to get a beer with, that's for sure.
Yeah, shout out to Lance and shout out to D&T NFT. He has been a longtime supporter of the whole group, but he was actually with me before I was even a part of the Crypto 101 team. I mean, pushing almost a decade back.
So yeah, I can feel our community growing on here. I think it... You know, obviously we do this in the morning, so it's a little bit hit or miss. But I know as we do more, we're going to try and announce it and stay consistent so we can keep building that, you know, live online community because it is really fun when the chat gets active.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, everyone, TiVo here, and that is where we're going to cut part one. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we had a long one. It was about an hour. So we're cutting it into two parts for the holiday weekend as we won't be able to record a second one at the end of this week. I hope everybody enjoys the holiday weekend. Happy July 4th, and look out for that rundown part two that's going to include all the Ethereum bullish news, the Ethereum treasury that Tom Lee is starting around, and we're also talking about the Crypto Fear Greed Index and just a lot of other stuff around Ethereum, Bitcoin, and crypto in general. The bullishness continues, and the rundown part two will continue later this week. So watch out for that, and have a great day.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.